What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, these modern women and the men that they choose to decide to lay down and procreate with. I find it very, very ironic. Whenever a man is in a bad relationship, he's always told he should have chosen better. But it's women, when they're in a bad relationship, oh, she was the victim, no matter what she did. No. Like the woman in this article that Jay White sent to me that was published on the 24th of January. Man wields machete while attacking girlfriend in apartment. Now, of course, the typical knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing normie response is going to be, oh, that is so terrible. That guy's a monster. Hold your horses there, normie. Hold your horses. What is the one question that I always ask in situations like this? What drove this man to D? A to D. There has to be a B and C. However, once again, the typical normie response is to jump from A completely to D. Oh, no. Mm-mm. The St. Louis Circuit Court's Attorney's Office handed down a 9-count indictment against a 21-year-old man who allegedly wielded a machete during a domestic assault and threatened to offline his girlfriend and others. I'm going to keep reiterating this. I'm going to keep asking this. What drove this man to this level of violence? The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department filed a probable cause statement on the incident, which Fox 2 obtained. According to that report, the assault happened on January 18th at an apartment in the 4000 block of Shreve Avenue in the Penrose neighborhood. Police claim Thomas Quay's girlfriend said she woke up late for work because he had her phone. Quay became agitated, cussed at her, and threatened to offline her. Okay. First and foremost, no matter what the situation is, if you have children with said person or not, when someone threatens your life, you should be formulating your exit strategy from that second forward. The girlfriend left to get in a ride booking vehicle, at which point Quay yelled out the window again and threatened to offline her. As a result, the ride book driver canceled the fare and left the area. Smart move on the ride share driver's part. The girlfriend went back to the home and Quay followed her to the living room. Quay is accused of choking her and threatening to offline her. Quay grabbed a machete hidden beneath the couch cushions and struck her repeatedly with the sheath weapon. Okay, so it was still in its sheath. So he used it as pretty much a blunt object instead of a bladed object. Eventually, the girlfriend fled to a bedroom and shut the door behind her. Quay went back to the living room and began destroying his girlfriend's property. the girlfriend's mother, who was at the apartment, came into the living room and attempted to take the machete away from Quay. Police claim Quay swung the machete at his girlfriend's mother. Meanwhile, a 2-year-old child, whom Quay and his girlfriend share, ran into the bedroom to be with their mother. Quay went swinging the machete at his girlfriend while she held their child. Police claimed Quay yelled, quote unquote, "I'm offlining everyone in this house," and then punched his girlfriend's mother in the back of the head. He refused to leave the house, and he punched and strangled his girlfriend again. Okay, he refused to leave the house. So, were they living with the mother? Was he visiting? There's a lot of small details that need to be ironed out with this story. Quay was charged with 3 counts of second-degree domestic assault and a single count of armed criminal action. First degree, endangering the welfare of a child. Third degree, domestic assault. Third degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and first degree property damage. Quay remains jailed without bond. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 7. Now, let's go back and try to decipher what could have possibly went down. This is just my speculation. That's just it. My humble opinion. It starts when apparently he had her phone. Gentlemen, as we all know, the devil is always in a woman's phone. Those details. He became agitated. About what, possibly? Now, why would he go from being agitated, that would be A, to saying, you know what, I'm going to offline you, which is D for death? What could have possibly pushed him to go to such an extreme in such a short amount of time? My humble opinion, something in that phone set him the fuck off. Like I said, this is just my humble opinion. However, we simply can't discount something else. Why at 21 is she having a kid with this man? Why do they never actually give her name in the article? Yeah. But as we all know, standard operating lamestream media procedure. Try to cover the woman's name, but keep the man on Front Street. No. Gonna reiterate. Something in that phone set him the fuck off. Period, point blank. To where he says, I'm going to offline everyone in this house. He tells her twice he's going to offline her. But, like I said, ladies, you choose the men in which you decide to lay down and procreate with. However, hey, I can't feel sorry for any woman who ends up in a situation like this. Why? Well, we have a society that will bend over backwards and damn to try to stop the planet anytime a woman has a mere inconvenience. But yet, you will tell me and men like me that you had no way to escape a situation like this? Oh, no. But all in all, like I said, There's always a story behind what the lamestream media pushes as their narrative. What was in that phone? That right there is the crux of this whole situation. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who still believe that you're somehow protected by this society at all times, you need to understand this clearly. The power you think society has to protect you, that is going out. Feminism and that Duluth model that you love to use as a sword slash shield against men, that's going out right along with it. Because once again, we have another situation where a man completely lost his shit and a woman who thought that, oh, someone's going to just rush in and help me. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, even the mother who decided that she wanted to come in got paws put on her too. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.